What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Beware of So-Called Religious Women Who Really Want to Do Nothing But Repackage Their Poon So They Can Sell It to Some Nice Guy So They Can Ultimately Ruin His Life, and in the meantime, they get to enjoy the benefits of being a married woman to a good guy who is gonna work on her plantation. So, I usually go to Yogi Obe's comment section every now and then, because I've been saying this for years. The vast majority of, you know, even Yogi Obe himself openly says 25 or 50% of Yogi Obe's audience is women. Now, as we all know, Yogi Obe is a narcissist and messed up in the head. He is the type of guy that low quality, sexually promiscuous, low value woman loves. So when I go to Yogi Obe's channel, as you guys know, Yogi Obe is married now. So when I go to his channel, you get a lot of these women who are like, "Yay, Yogi, you got married. I'm hoping too that I can find a good man to marry me." Then you look at their avatar, you know, they got the makeup on, they're showing their cleavage, and yet they claim to be a religious woman, God-fearing woman. There's also another dude, I call him White Yogi Obe. His name is Gabriel Romani. He is a Muslim guy. He's a Romanian, so white, blue eye, blonde, but looks beta as fuck. And he is a Muslim dude, and a lot like Yogi Obe, he's a male feminist, but claiming to be an alpha male, but in reality, he's in it for female validation. You guys have to understand, guys like Yogi Obe and Gabriela Romani, the only way they can get poon is if they can go on the internet and get some sort of celebrity status so a woman can give them female validation and say, "Hey, I could have done worse. I mean, at least I can say my guy is big on YouTube," or some shit like that. So I was going down Gabriela Romani's comment section, and there was and you know, there's a lot of hojabis in there who are like, "I want to get married, I want to get married, I'm a good woman, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah." We all know that's bullshit. Listen, gentlemen, if you are a good woman, you are a hot woman, you are a beautiful woman, you don't have to go sell yourself on some comments in somebody's fucking video. You either are gonna be taken already by a high value man, or you will be so busy fielding applications from guys who wanna wife you up that you just don't have fucking time to go watch videos and, you know, go in the comment section and be like, "Hey, I'm a good woman, I'm beautiful, I love Allah, I love Jesus, please marry me." So this one girl, she did exactly that, claiming to be a good Muslima, loves Allah, wants a good Muslim man to marry her. And of course, all the blue pill beta male simp Muslims, you know, they started, they started inquiring how to get in touch with her and shit like that. So you got some thought on the motherfucking internet, claiming to be a good Muslim woman, claiming to be, a virtuous woman, and these idiots on the internet are already, you know, proposing to her in the fucking comment section of some fucking video on YouTube. I mean, this just goes to show you how desperate some a lot of men out there really, really are. So anyways, they started inquiring about, you know, her ethnicity, her background. It turned out that she was, that she's half black, half Indian. So you know that's exotic, even though I think black woman and Indian woman are total trash. And that's like the perfect mix of ew for me. But hey, some guys might actually get turned on by half Indian, half black, you know. And furthermore, she was actually married to an Italian guy. Now, this lady, I'm putting her profile in the comment section or in the description of the video. I'm putting her profile down there because it's imperative for you guys to know how these thoughts who claim to be a religious woman really operate. Now, This woman, her last name was Likani or Lakani, something of that sort. Again, I'm going to put her profile on YouTube in the comment section so you guys can take a look at this hijabi. She was married to an Italian guy, and he divorced her. And now she's like, hey, Muslim guys, I'm ready for you. Come wife me up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, let me tell you exactly what happened with this hijabi, okay? See, the problem with Muslim women, the truth of the matter is, guys, I've said it in my other videos and I'm going to say it again, okay? Muslim women in particular, dark skin Muslim women, they tend to have an inferiority complex compared to light skin women, okay? This is why I tell you Muslim guys out there, if you can, get with a woman who is white. Don't get with dark skin Muslim woman because they have that inferiority complex going on, okay? So, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened with this hijabi. Some Italian guy who's way out of her league, he wanted to go slumming, right? For those of you who don't know, when a guy or a girl goes slumming, that means they want to sleep with a person who's like so down there that they feel dirty. I couldn't tell you the number of times where I would pick up guys from fucking Beverly Hills. They'd be up in Beverly Hills, or they live in those mansions that cost, you know, several million dollars. And, you know, you'd pick up these good-looking guys, and they want to go down, smash some black woman. And I'm like, dude, you have access to the most beautiful woman in the world. Why the fuck do you want to smash some black girl in fucking Compton? He's like, because I want to feel so dirty, you know. So this Italian guy probably had a fetish for fucking black woman, Indian woman, and he found that this hijabi is half black, half Indian, and he said, hey, two for one deal. What do I have to do? I have to marry this hijabi? No problem. So he married her, fucked the shit out of her, and then kicked her to the curb where she belongs. And now she's on fucking Gabriel Romani's comment section in one of his videos, you know, telling guys to wipe her up. You see, guys, religious women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. You guys have to understand, women are morally deficient. This is what the Prophet Muhammad told us over 1400 years ago. Women are amoral. Religion means nothing to women, okay? So when you see a woman all of a sudden, oh, I'm wearing the hijab, I love Allah, I love Jesus, trust and believe, she is a dirty, dirty hoe who wants to repackage that poon to get a good deal out of it. You know, AMS gets some things right every now and then. One of the things that AMS said, I'm sure somebody else said it before him, is that every woman wants to go through her hoe phase. Every woman out there wants to be a hoe before she gets wifed up, or even after she gets wifed up. You know, this is, coincidentally, guys, this is actually why you don't bring women from the Middle East. This is why you don't bring women from the Middle East. I just got a message saying that the phone is heating up because obviously it's in front of the sunlight. So let me put it from the side. You see, guys, especially you Muslim guys out there, never, ever bring a woman from overseas to the West. Why? Because these women, they want to ride the cock carousel. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. AMS is 100% right when he says every woman wants to go through a whole phase. Either she wants to go through that whole phase, you know, between the ages of 18 to 24, and then, you know, she has that epiphany phase, like Rollo Tomasi would say, right before she hits the wall and she has to get that, you know, high quality man. Or, you know, like most Muslim women, she marries a high quality man, and then when he takes her to the West, she divorce rapes him and rides that cock carousel by going through that whole phase. Guys, for you to find a good woman nowadays, the hallmarks of a good woman is not to go through the whole phase, okay? Very, very few women walking this earth would actually have the restraint not to go through a whole phase, okay? So, Islam tells us to marry a woman based on four things: her beauty, her wealth, her lineage, and her faith. Now, the reason why you have to marry a woman based on her beauty is that you as a man cannot marry a fugly woman and be attracted to her. That's just how it is. You know, you get a lot of these women out there, especially the hijabis, who after they've been ran through, they gain fucking 200 pounds. They're like, I'm a religious woman. Yeah, sure, I weigh 280 pounds at 5'4", but I love Jesus. I love Muhammad. Hey, we're not attracted to you, ho. Physical attraction is very important to the point where religion tells you to marry a woman based off of look. I know a lot of you guys out there, especially you Indian guys out there, you know, you go out, you marry a fugly looking woman because, you know, apparently she has virtue. Nah, bro, your girl doesn't have virtue. She just can't do better than you because she's fugly. So all of you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys, when you go out and you marry a fugly woman, you are actually going against the Islamic religion by marrying an ugly woman, when in reality, the Prophet of God told you to marry hot, beautiful woman. So that's number one. Marry hot, beautiful woman. Don't marry a fugly woman because, well, you know, nobody else wants her. Nah, bro. That's bad on your part. Okay, number two, her wealth. You know, why? Is it because she's gonna take care of you? Hell no, she ain't gonna take care of you. You are marrying her based on her wealth because you don't want a woman who is fucking poor and she's gonna you don't want a gold digger. You see, Islam is telling us from 1400 years ago, don't marry a fucking gold digger. So when you marry a woman who's financially on your level, she's not gonna be a fucking gold digger, you know? My ex, she was, even though she came from a well-to-do family, you know, she always had dreams of hopping on jets, you know, going on expensive trips to Dubai, shit like that. And her father was like, bitch, I'm not gonna give you that type of lavish lifestyle. So even though she came from a good well-to-do family, the fact is she was a gold digger. So there you go. Islam is telling you, don't marry a gold digger. Marry a woman who is financially on your level, okay? So, number three, lineage. Why is lineage important? You guys have to understand, lineage is very, very important in religion. Because you don't want scallywags. A special shout out to Joe the Philosopher here on MGTOW TV. You do, like he said, you don't want to deal with scallywags. You know, we've heard of mud sharks. You know, for those of you who don't know, mud sharks are white women who sleep with black guys. Gentlemen, there is nothing wrong with a black woman or any other type of race of woman sleeping with a guy because he just happens to have a little bit too much melanin in him. Again, I'm darker than most black people. I'm darker than AMS. See, the problem here is that you have women who sleep with black guys based off of the fact that this guy is a nigger, like fucking, like Donovan Sharp would say, you know? Donovan Sharp called these type of low-life scumbags, he'd call them niggas. These are the guys who do drugs, they do alcohol, they smooch off of their woman, they play video games, they don't hold women accountable. And, you know, to be a nigga, you don't even have to be fucking black. There are plenty of niggas out there who are white, you know? We saw the video on MGTOW TV of this girl who had three kids, bastard kids, from three different baby fathers. Two of them were black, one of them was white, you know? So you can very well be black, white, Puerto Rican, and still be a nigga. It has nothing to do with your color. It only has to do with the type of category you fall into. Are you a bad boy? Are you the type of guy to smooch off woman? You don't hold woman accountable. You're just fucking getting woman pregnant and leaving them. Yeah, that's a nigga. Now, the only word out there that is reserved for a certain ethnicity is curicel. And curicel is only to be used on Yogi Obe's people. Alright? So this is why it's important for you to get with a woman who has a proper lineage. Don't get with mud sharks. Don't get with women who sleep around. See, Islam has been telling you for over 1400 years, you need to get with a woman who knows her father, her father's fathers. You need to get with a woman who has a proper lineage. If a woman is like, I don't know who my father is, I never met my father, you know, her mother probably doesn't know who the fuck her father is. This is what religion means when it tells you to marry a woman based on her lineage. Again, like Joe the philosopher said, don't waste your time with scallywags. Now, the final thing, religion, okay? Number four, religion. You guys have to understand, women are inherently amoral. However, you need to have a woman that actually has some sort of virtue. You need to have a woman that has some sort of standard, you know. This is why I, Amr Mitwali, am a fan of tall women. I like tall women. Why? Because tall women, because of hypergamy, they're not going to sleep around with a 5'8" Puerto Rican dude because he's going to supply him with fucking drugs and alcohol, okay? You need to be with a woman who has some sort of virtue, okay? She has to be able to discriminate, okay? Guys, it's totally fine to discriminate against people, okay? When I was driving cab in LA, you know, there were some people, hey, you gotta pay up front, bro. You know, I'm not gonna take you on a $20 trip without getting my money up front. It's okay to discriminate. Let me say that one more time. It's okay to discriminate against people, alright? You need a woman who discriminates. You know, some woman who positively discriminates, some woman negatively discriminates. Guys, I can't tell you the number of times I'd have, like, you know, a girl, like a white girl or a Hispanic girl, interested in me because she sees I'm a big brown dude. She thinks I'm like a firefighter or a kickboxer. I'm like, no, I'm a computer programmer. She's like, you're a computer programmer? Ech. You know, so women are the biggest women are the number one racial profilers on the face of the planet. This is why I tell you guys, you know, if a woman got with a black dude, chances are she got with a nigga. Again, no problem with a woman getting with a black dude. But if she gets with a black dude based on the fact that he's going to give her dick, he's going to give her alcohol, he's going to give her weed, you know, he's going to get her pregnant and run away. Nah, you don't want to be associated with a woman like that. So the point I'm trying to make to you guys out there is that women have no business in religion. Have you heard of a female a prophet of God going to people saying, I'm a prophet of God, I got the word of God, you know? The Virgin Mary was the exception, and her word of God was her son. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know better. You know, in Islam, it said when the Virgin Mary went back to her city with Jesus in her arms as a baby, Islam tells us the people were like, what the hell? Are you like a prostitute? Did you have illegal sexual intercourse? And Islam tells us, you know, she pointed to Jesus. She pointed to the baby, and they're like, what, is a baby gonna talk to us? What the F is going on here? And in Islam, according to Islam, Even though baby Jesus was, you know, probably a day or two old, he was able to talk to the people. Again, that's one of the miracles of God. God can do whatever the F he wants, okay? But the point I'm trying to tell you guys is that there was no such thing as a female prophet, okay? Never was a woman sent to people from God as a messenger, okay? This is why women can't be judges. This is why women cannot hold any positions of authority. It's because women are inherently morally deficient, okay? So once you understand that the woman has no business in religion, so when you see all these women who show up, they put on the hijab, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I'm looking for a good man to marry me, trust and believe. These are used up thoughts who no guy wants. You know, this is why in the Muslim community, I am very, very wary of Muslim, of a woman who come into a Muslim community and they say, I'm looking for a good man. Trust and believe. Trust and believe, guys. If you are a good woman, I cannot repeat this enough. If you are a good woman, you're good looking, you are a decent woman, you got some sort of virtue going on, trust and believe. You don't have to put yourself up for sale. You know, in the tech industry, they say companies don't get sold, they get bought. You know, did Facebook ever say, I'm for sale, hey, somebody come buy me? No. Companies wanted to buy out Facebook. Why? Because it's a great product. That's all there is to it. Just like great companies get bought out and they don't put themselves up for sale in the classified section, same thing with women. If you are a hot woman, you're a good woman, you don't have to go to the local mosque and say, hey, any guy here wants to marry me? You don't have to go to fucking Gabriel Romani's fucking video or Yogi Ob's video and comment in their section saying, hey, virtuous woman here, love Jesus, love Muhammad, to find a fucking husband. So whenever you see one of these gals, she's one of two things. Either she is a ran through hoe who went through her whole phase and now she wants to find that good guy to take care of her, or she is fugly and no other guy wants her and now she's looking for a guy who's like, I'll stick my dick in that because I'm desperate. Again, guys, do not marry ugly woman. That's an order from the God. That's an order from the prophet of God. Do not marry fugly woman. Stop disobeying God and marrying ugly woman. You Indian motherfuckers out there, stop sticking your dick in ugly woman. I'm sick and tired of seeing ugly curry sales walking around. Okay? Think of your motherfucking children. I told you, Indian motherfuckers, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Cheat your motherfucking genetics, okay? If you want to get your dick wet, like Rollo Tomasi said, if you have $300 fucking dollars in your bank, in your pocket, you're not a fucking incel. Go to fucking Nevada, pick out the hottest white girl, and come all over her face, okay? If you want to have children, you know, find a hot Swedish blue-eyed blonde white chick, pay her $100,000 to have your fucking mixed child. But for the love of God, stop having children with ugly women. I am sick and tired of seeing Indian guys who are really not that bad looking walking around with short, fat, ugly woman. Stop it. You're gonna go to hell for not following the prophet of God and getting with hot woman. Okay, that's number one. Number two, get yourself a woman that's not a fucking gold digger. I know a lot of you motherfuckers out there, you know, you think you're doing a woman a favor by being, you know, Mr. Doctor, Mr. Computer Engineer, and I'm gonna marry the girl who's from a fucking poor family. No, 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 that's a fucking gold digger who doesn't respect you, gonna take all your money, motherfucker. Number three, don't marry women who don't know who their fucking father is. Okay? The vast majority of modern women today, they don't know, especially in the West, okay? They don't know who their father fucking is. And on top of that, even if she knew who her father is, she has to be on good terms with her father, okay? My ex, she hated her father. That should have been a giant red flag for me, okay? So I cannot stress this enough, guys. If a woman doesn't know her father, or she hates her father, throw her in the garbage can, okay? Guys, you need to understand something very important. I am speaking to you from experience. I told you guys I was married to an Egyptian hijabi. To my defense, I didn't know she was a hijabi. She had red flags, like she hated her father. And, you know, I should have thrown her in the garbage. That's my fault. You know, I'm willing to come on here onto the internet and say, I fucked up, okay? I fucked up, and this is why I'm making this video, so none of you guys out there fuck up, especially you religious guys out there who think you're gonna go back to the old country and get yourself a good woman, okay? If she hates her father, she's garbage, okay? If she's all about the bling bling, if she's all about, you know, hopping on shits, first class, Dubai, sunbathing on the dock of a yacht, she is a fucking gold digger, okay, guys? I cannot stress this enough. A lot of women out there, they're gold diggers, they hate their fathers, they have no virtue. Again, women inherently don't have morals, but they have to have some sort of virtues. They have to have some sort of standards, okay? If a woman is like a feral animal sleeping around with any guy, especially guys who can get her weed, you do not want women like that. So, in closing, if you guys see any woman who has to sell herself to you as a pious woman, a virtue woman, I love Jesus, I love Muhammad, run away, guys, run away. Why? Because good woman, hot woman, virtuous woman don't have to sell themselves. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and by the time you guys see this video, I hopefully should have updated the MGTOW TV servers. I'm doing this video on September 29th. We have about exactly 12 hours from now until we update the MGTOW TV server. It's not going to be that big of a deal, really. The website should be a little bit quicker to load, a little bit quicker to convert videos. So it's not like, but hopefully by the time you guys see this video, God willing, we would have updated the server to a bigger, better server. All right, guys, see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.